Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Thanks for dropping in. Today, we're talking Walt Disney World restaurants with a twist. How about restaurants where you don't necessarily go for the food? Maybe you go for the opportunity to look into a gigantic fish tank. What about a restaurant that spins? How about a restaurant where you can bowl and dine at the same time? Many more ideas on not letting the fun stop when you stop to eat. And not just table service, but counter service as well. That's what we're doing on today's show. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's a free way to support the show, and we sure appreciate that. Over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you so much to our patrons who allow us to put out 4 shows a week here on the feed. And our patrons get a 5th show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1915 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from Boston. No, actually from the Be Our Guest Podcast.com. And of course, one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. We're ready for a great weekend. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to have some fun. Between shows, Ricky's computer, as happens every other week, I was having right. issues, so we had downtime, and Pam showed me a commercial, one of those from Boston cousin commercials. Sam Adams, and I cannot. So if I lose it at any point over the next 40 minutes, it's because that commercial is flashing back into my mind about that cousin getting his COVID shot. So yes, great commercial. I had never seen it, and it is the most funny thing I think I've seen in my life at this point. So anyway, nothing to do with Disney, but we are talking Disney right now. We're going to talk dining with a twist. We have Ricky. Ricky is from themouseforless.com. Happy Friday, Ricky. What's up?
Happy Friday. I would like to throw my computer across the room, but I don't think that's probably the best option at the current moment. Maybe after I'm done recording, I can throw it across the room. But right now, it's okay. we're doing it.
We're so working. That's all that matters. We're going to make it happen. We're going to all be here. We're going to have a fun Friday show. We're going to make audio sound good. We're going to give some quality advice on places to dine with a little bit of extra little oomph to them.
We are. And, you know, I just want to share a story about dining and Miss Daisy because, you know, this weekend
Did you say dining with Miss Daisy or driving with Miss Daisy? Because I think
dining,
right? Okay, I just made that was the sequel, right? Okay,
yes, exactly. Yeah, it was after driving. That's where they were driving.
To Denny's. Yes, go ahead.
So Miss Daisy decided that she was going to dine real good this weekend, and she ate an entire slider when it was up for grabs. She was like, this is mine now. And she ran off with it. So I'm just saying, somebody's eating good today. It's not me. It's the dog.
Tell me it was a White Castle or at least a
crystal.
It was not.
It was homemade. I made these sliders too. That was the bummer part. Yeah.
No, you need that dog that size with a full slider, man. You'd be chasing that dog around for a week. It would just be ugly.
I would. Yeah. So I'm really glad it wasn't a White Castle slider or crystal slider. And I'm really happy it was at least my own slider. So I'm just saying, you know, so this one eats good, and we're going to talk about good eats at Walt Disney World too. So bam, there's my tie-in.
That's it. Yes. You're professional. You got it.
I am.
You got it down. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. She's not from Boston. You know, none of us have accents. We just hang out here and just, you know, talk Disney. So we have Pam Forrester. Pam, what's up?
Happy Friday. I am excited. And I meant to mention this the other day, but since we're talking about Boston, did you know that Adventures by Disney has come out with a brand new itinerary for the 2022 season? And it is an Adventures by Disney 2 New England.
Ooh, Boston.
I know, right? I think it's going to be a really, really fun trip. It goes to a lot of really interesting places, but the thing that stood out to me was that you get to stay at the historical Trapp Family Lodge. Yes, folks! the Von Trapp Family Lodge that you get to stay at during that. There's lots of other things you get to do there too, but during the Adventures by Disney, we've talked about them here on the show a few times. They do a trip like no one else can do a trip. You get to go to Acadia National Park. You get to go to all kinds of New England restaurants and locations and things like that. So anyways, it just sounds like a trip that's just so fitting with Adventures by Disney. It's going to be a really cool trip. I'm so glad that Adventures by Disney is still coming out with new trips to do. So
I think it's smart too for this time period we're in, because I think domestic travel is going to thrive over the next 12 to 18 months.
Agreed.
And I heard there's stuff in New England, like a little history, a little history every now and there.
Just a bit. I know. And so when the adventures guides and the private guides that they have during the Adventures by Disney trips really will give you a brand new perspective on all of those things. I mean, we've all done, my family growing up, we would drive to Gettysburg, right? And we did this a few times during my childhood. Drive to Gettysburg and go through it. There was like a little tape you could stick in the car. Yes. I was old enough that we had tapes at that point, and
nice.
We would put the cassette, not 8-track.
No.
I will say I'm not quite that old, but they were cassette tapes, and you would put them in, and you took this on this driving loop through Gettysburg, right? Where it sort of told the stories and helped, that can't come to life. Well, that was interesting for like the first 25 minutes. And then my sister and I were punching each other in the back of the car. It didn't really turn out well. But I will say the Adventures by Disney trips are really different because they take you to these historical places and really help bring the story to life in a way that you're not able to do on your own. So,
can you punch your sister on Adventures by Disney road trip?
Yeah, I'm sure that happens too, but maybe not to the extent that it did to us in the back, because we had been 25 minutes into this really boring tape about Gettysburg, not really making the connection there, I don't think. The story did not come to life for us, as I will say, on the tape.
That's
so
too funny.
The map room, though, that you would do before the driving tour, that was magic. So, if you're over to Gettysburg,
The only thing better, though, about that Adventures by Disney is like the night of the first meal, like we're all sitting down, getting ready to get, go for the weekend, and your cousin from Boston comes in with his uncle, with his good buddy Sam, bam, puts it down on the table. You're like, yes, this is the best. This is going to be a great weekend. Anyway,
I'm going to reach out to the ABD people
totally.
And see if they can get that guy.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That's viral marketing if I ever heard it. Like, it would be just crazy. Okay, anyway. Today, we're talking Disney dining. Now, let me tell you, just kind of an overall thoughts on dining, because I'm going down next month, beginning of July. And I think a lot of folks who are going in 2021, of course, right now, you can only book 60 days out. So it's a lot different than it was, 18 months ago, 2 years ago. You could book 6 months in advance, 180 days. Right now, it's 60 days, 2 months. And the thing is, if you don't book immediately or pretty quickly thereafter at the 60-day mark for your on-site stay, what you're going to find is that a lot of these restaurants that are experiential book up solid immediately. And I'm talking things inside of theme parks first. And so today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about restaurants that are more than just the food. Now, of course, we have a lot of restaurants we talk about. Pam always talks about California Grill. It's got a great view, but people go there for the food. The food is the feature, right? People go there because it's an elegant place to eat. It's a beautiful place to eat. It's fancy. As I say, there's a lot of restaurants. Le Cellier, you go there for the food. You go to these restaurants and they're there for the food. But I want to give you, options today that we can all three talk about here. Options where the food isn't really the feature. It's more of the twist. It gives you something, little hook that makes you want to go there more than just the food. And we're not just talking character dining because, of course, again, it's 2021. Character dining is kind of character flyby dining at this point. You still get your pictures, but you don't get the hugs and, nobody's, spoon feeding you food or anything like that. So we're in weird times. So we're going to talk about restaurants where you can go and have a decent meal, good meal, but there's something else. And the reason I thought about this, I have one restaurant I've been trying to get for next month and I cannot get it. And I'm looking for Sci-Fi Dine-In because I have not been there in ages. We always go to 50s. Sci-Fi Dine-In, the food is okay. It's hamburgers, chili, it's good food. The chicken sandwiches, fries, stuff like that. But the twist on that one, of course, is the drive-in experience. And I think that is a cool hook because I'll tell you, I've never been to a drive-in in my life, and I'm 47. We just don't have a lot of them here in the Midwest, or in St. Louis at least. And we had them when I was a kid. We just never went to the movies. So I've never been there. So when I go to Sci-Fi, and it's probably been 5 years, I just love watching the trailers. I love how dark it is. It's kind of weird because there's a lot of people in there, but it's like super quiet. All you hear is like, you know, forks and spoons and everything hitting china. It's kind of eerie in there, but especially on a hot summer day, you know, say it's like, you know, you're going for a 5 o'clock dinner. It's July. It's 100 degrees outside. You walk in there. It's dark. It's cool. It's quiet. And you're eating. It's perfect. And you're eating in a car. So that's going to be my first restaurant I'm going to throw in for Dining with a Twist. Sci-Fi Dine-In. Ricky, what do you have?
So I haven't, again, another restaurant, you know, we were talking about restaurants that we haven't been to in a while that's kind of like back on our radar. And I think that this one is back on my radar because I'm literally walking past it all the time now, when before I never walked past it. And that's because they have reconfigured Epcot right now so that you were actually walking past Coral Reef. Now, I haven't been here literally in years. The last time I was here was when I was on free dining, when it was like the really good version of free dining where you got like the appetizer, the entree, the dessert, and like I think they paid for your tip.
Yeah,
so like
your tip was included. Really, can you imagine that? Your tip was included. And everybody got an appetizer. It wasn't like a table appetizer. Like, what, sir, what would you like for your appetizer? Well, Pam, what are you getting for your appetizer? Paige, what are you going to get for your appetizer? Dude, we have so much food.
Make sure you weren't getting the same appetizer because we wanted to try everybody's. Yeah. So the Coral Reef is certainly a place that I think is not on a lot of people's radar, or at least it wasn't before, because like I said, you know, it wasn't a place that you walked by all the time. But since they've redone Epcot, I mean, everybody basically, if you're going on that side of the park, you're walking right past it now, which is great for them. I'm sure that they're people who have come to dine there have gone up greatly. But the hook for this place, ha, get it, hook?
I see what you did. You can hook your sea biscuit in there. Yes.
That's the bad joke. But it's the fact that you get to dine with the fishes.
It's better than swimming with the fishes from Boston, sure. Boston Harbor.
Exactly. So you get to see, they have the giant aquariums from the Living Seas, or I guess I should say the Seas with Nemo and Friends now. And they have those, and you get to sit there and watch the fish swim by as you are dining. Of course, they have, you know, great seafood options for dinner or lunch. But again, a lot of people are not going there for, you know, actually the food necessarily. They are 100% going there for the view. And for those of us who grew up with, you know, TGIF, you know, Friday night TV, of course, they remember like all the time, all those great shows, they all took place. There was something that happened in the Coral Reef, you know, whether it's a proposal or, you know, whatever. So you definitely, like those of us that grew up in that time period, we 100% know Coral Reef for that purpose. So I'm going with Coral Reef for my first one.
Couple things about Coral Reef. One, they have a decent steak too. If you're not a seafood person, because I know that because my family doesn't eat seafood other than me. So I rarely eat seafood because I'm nice. And I thought you were going to, here's the twist to Coral Reef. The fish tank's pretty cool, right? It's a whole wall. It's pretty big. Wall carpet. I'm just saying. Valid. Wall carpet. I mean, who doesn't want to go to a place with wall carpet?
Valid.
I know.
You're not
wrong. It takes you to dining establishments from years gone past, I will say.
But you're right. Every person walks past it now. And like, I mean, if you had asked somebody, you know, 5 years ago, where's Coral Reef? I think it's in the Living Seas somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where the door is, though. I don't know how you get in. Yeah, you walk
right
by.
It was really hard to find the door. Right. I mean, it was hidden, tucked away. Now it's like right there in the middle of the open.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. All right, good call. Yeah, it is. I mean, especially little kids, man, they're just mesmerized. And again, it's a calm place because it's like those blues. It's dark. It's quiet. It's like sci-fi. I mean, it's blazing hot, 5 o'clock on a day at Epcot. You go in there, you're just like, whew, thank you. All right, Pam, what else you got?
So I'm going to take you to Disney Springs, and one of my favorite locations to go is the Top Lounge at Paddlefish. And the reason why you want to visit here is because you are not going to get a better view of Disney Springs than the top deck here at Paddlefish. You can see the aqua cars going in, the balloon if it's up. It just is really a fantastic view. I love it. It's so nice, first of all, to be dining outside. And secondly, just to have those expansive views from up there. So it's worth checking out.
Yeah, especially if you can get like a later dinner, you know, where sunset is over the water. Yeah. Oh, man. People don't give Disney Springs enough credit for how beautiful it is, especially at sunset. It is just that, because you're looking over at Saratoga Springs, or if you're at Saratoga Springs, looking over, it's really beautiful if you walk over to Saratoga, look across the water to Disney Springs. It's just the Imagineers did a great job of just making it look, because it's not really calm, but it's a weird beautiful. It's more like an industrial type beautiful. It's neat.
It is. When they redid it, I know that there were so many feelings about how that was going to change. And it did change. It truly did change. But it's so nice to see life there again. Right before they sort of started closing things down to make this new reimagined Disney Springs, it was just kind of sad to be over there, like on a Friday night, and there was nothing going on. There really wasn't. And now, even now, there's musicians there. There's people interacting with each other. It really is such a lively spot. And there's really such an energy there that wasn't there before.
Oh, man. I will say, I like going to Disney Springs now. And that says something because you know, it used to be like I would tolerate it because, you know, my wife liked to shop and all that. So, I mean, she went with me for a week to Walt Disney World. I can do, you know, a half a day at Disney Springs. But now I look forward to it. We go two or three times a trip.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It just has totally changed the way that we vacation at Disney World, because it's part of our plans now, where before it typically was not.
So. All right. So my next one, kind of just for a restaurant with a twist, is Garden Grill.
Literally. So
get it with a twist?
Yeah.
A little spin. The restaurant, a little spin to it. good churn. You know, of course, it is a character meal, but this is a restaurant where it's two-tiered. And I do have a place in my heart for restaurants that just feel old, like they feel retro. And Garden Grill feels like you've stepped back in time. It's like living with the land. And living with the land, we all know, is the best attraction at Walt Disney World. So you get to, I mean, not only is it a slowly rotating restaurant, and just a little tip. Yesterday was my 15th wedding anniversary, right? Okay. Yes, 15 years. Thank you. On our first date. And if you listen to Mike in the Midwest, I will tell the story for our patrons. But on our first date, Pam and I went to a restaurant in St. Louis that rotated.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, my. So there
you
go.
Yes. Dude, that restaurant was so expensive. Yes. But you know what, man? It paid off, right? I won. So I got her. Anyway, so I just say a little inside baseball. But I like it because it rotates slowly and you get to see inside of an attraction. Now, the thing is, you got to be paying attention to see inside Living with the Land. You could easily miss this, right? If you're not paying attention, you don't really know that you're going by the farm scene or the hooved buffalo that formed the American prairie. You don't really know that, but I mean, it's kind of cool that, you know, like you look up and, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm in a different place, but you're not spinning like Tom's Twister. You're going super slow. It's not gonna make you sick or anything, but it's just, it's a way to sell a restaurant to a kid. All these things, they're fun for the adults, but I mean, if you really want to make a kid happy, like there's always going to be something you could say. We're going to the restaurant that spins. We're going to the restaurant with the movies. We're going to the restaurant where we can sit on the roof. Or we're going to the restaurant with the fish, you know, so far. So I think it really helps kind of the kids hang in there for, you know, maybe an hour-long meal. You know, it could be 90 minutes. Probably not. Disney's pretty good about getting in and out with kids. All right, Ricky, give us another one that has a twist, a restaurant.
Well, speaking of great restaurants to go with kids, this is a combination. I'm going to totally cheat here. Because all these restaurants are owned by the same entity.
You took the one I was going to use for my
totally
last one.
I totally am stealing it. Yeah. You're welcome. So I am going to go with the Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex. So the Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex both can be found at Disney Springs, as well as there's a Rainforest Cafe at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Now, many people know Rainforest Cafe, T-Rex, their food, look, among the Disney community, it's not the best of the best. You know, it's not something that people talk about all the time of, oh my gosh, did you try Rainforest Cafe today? No, they're definitely not saying that. The food is pretty basic, which is probably great for those with little ones because, I know Mike's, you know, kids have always like dined just on chicken fingers all the time.
Chicken nuggets, man. As long as they don't have to be good chicken nuggets. They just have to be nuggets that are chicken. That's all.
Exactly. So, you know, there's always something there for the little ones. And they both have such unique atmospheres. So with Rainforest Cafe, of course, you've got the jungle theme and, you know, all the animals that are there. And then a T-Rex, the place that terrifies me that I haven't gone to for that reason, is there's lots of, you know, dinosaur things and stuff like that. Now, I will mention that some people do find these restaurants quite loud. So just a heads up, this is not going to be where you go for a romantic meal, nor is this going to be where you go if you're looking to have a lot of sparkling conversation. But if you're looking to have fun, a good time, have the kids be entertained, you definitely might want to consider these three restaurants because, you know, they're a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's been a while. I've done Rainforest Cafe at Animal Kingdom, actually. I don't think I've done the one at Disney Springs. But I've never done T-Rex, and obviously there are reasons for that. So
I'll say something about these restaurants. So I've never eaten at either one of them in my life. But one, I remember Pam telling me the first time she took Paige, when Paige was like 4 or 5, they did eat at Rainforest Cafe at Downtown Disney back in the day. And she said, like, it was just so loud. Like, it was just overwhelming to Paige at that age, you know, because it was just like they were by a volcano or something that just like was making noise and freaked her out. So just know that. But I will say, I did tour T-Rex when I was down when they redid Disney Springs about 5 years ago. And from what I saw online, you know, I thought it was like kind of semi-themed. Dude, these restaurants are crazy over the top, like themed. I know T-Rex had like an ice cave section to the restaurant. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome looking. I mean, it's way more detailed than I was expecting, and it holds a lot of people. And one other thing, both of them have kind of little cool stores as you go in, like just go in. I mean, it reminds me of like a Ron John's kind of setup, or like a, you know, Cocoa Beach Surf Company, you know, all the junk you don't need. But when you're in there, like, oh my God, I need these rocks. You know, I need a bag of rocks, you know, kind of, you know, stuff like it. It's like, oh, these are gems, you know, or whatever. These are quartz. No, they're not. They're just a bunch of rocks. But, you know, they got the little, you know, ankle bracelets and stuff like that, wrist bracelet, you know, all that junk. But it's kind of fun to kill some time. So yeah, good call, because it is more than a restaurant. You're actually not there for the food. You're there for the dinos.
You are 100% there. Not there for the food. You are definitely there for the atmosphere.
But they do have huge menus though, right? I mean, I've heard they have gigantic menus.
Very extensive menus. Yeah.
So you're like, if you can't find something on that menu, go get poutine at the counter out there. We'll see you after dinner.
That's right.
I don't know, whatever. That's okay. Right. Pam, what else we got?
So I'm going to take us to a quick service location. So this will not need reservations. And it's located in Animal Kingdom, and that is Flame Tree. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm saying you want to go here is because if you take your food way back to the back of the seating area, which is right there by the water, you are going to get the most spectacular view of Everest. It just is perfect for taking pictures. You're going to be able to get Everest reflecting in that water there, and it's really, really cool. But you can like look around too, and you'll see, you know, the little water cavalcades. You'll hear them. You'll be able to do that. So it's such a great location. There is just an extensive seating area. So again, if you can't find a seat here, then you're in trouble. And that sometimes is a challenge right now with, you know, the physical distancing and whatnot. It really sort of eliminates some of the seating, but there's tons of seating available here. So it's worth checking out.
Going along with last week's Friday show about the guidebooks and the insider tips, how about a pro tip for the Be Our Guest podcast? We recorded our first live show.
We did.
At Flame Tree Barbecue in 2008. Yeah. We had about, 15, 20 listeners there?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And a lot of them are still with us. I mean, we talked to these things. It's crazy. Like, over all that time, a lot of them, you know, I'd say at least half of those folks we're still friends with. And, it's amazing because there's so much seating. We just had to remember chasing those big birds back there. Birds.
They were chasing us. Yeah. There were vicious ducks there.
They're crazy. I remember that. We got some good pictures. I'll have to dig those up and post those this week.
I know. Yeah, I've shared them before, too. Yeah, we'll dig them up.
They're great pictures. Oh, my gosh. We had that little, stick that we recorded on, like a memory card. Oh, yeah. It's somewhere. I'll have to find that audio, too, somewhere. All right. So my next one, and I had one. Oh, here it is. Because I don't write anything down. And the reason I'm going with this one is because you probably can get a semi-late ADR for this one. And it's Beer Garden in Epcot. Beer Garden is normally a nice buffet. And the thing is, I want to throw this in there. On the buffet, the desserts there are killer. They have great desserts, at least to me. They have like little cheesecakes, chocolate, German chocolate cakes, all kinds of great desserts there. But when you go to Beer Garden, now it's family style, so they'll bring it to your table, load you up, so you're good. Of course, you're going to get like your sausages, your brats, different kinds of potatoes, casseroles, all that good stuff. I mean, I'm starving right now. That's my jam, because I am partially German. But, I mean, you also get a show, and it's almost kind of like sci-fi in that the environment, you walk in, and you're literally on this tiered kind of, you know, dining room, so you're in different tiers. You get the, you know, the three or four piece German band. They're playing bells, you know, hand bells, or, you know, the big horn, like from the Ricola commercial, drummer. But I mean, just looking around this place, you're inside some kind of a German village. Like you're in a little, you know, town square, a little piazza or whatever. I guess that's Italian. You're in a square, but, it's just, you know, it's all encompassing. You're inside a simulated village. You got music and I don't know if they're doing the communal seating right now, but if they, when they go back to that, or if they have, I like the communal seating, because the thing is, everybody's on vacation. Everybody's typically having a good time, and it's a great opportunity just to talk to people at your table. And, you know, I mean, you're not going to be with them. Like I always say to, you know, when we can't decide where we're going to go to eat on a Friday night or whatever, you're not marrying the restaurant. You're just going to have dinner and move on. Like, I mean, the people at your table, you might not like them like as best friends, but you can make conversation and get to talk to each other. And, you know, it's a good time. So Beer Garden, and there are ADRs available. Now, not a lot of great times, but that is one of the places you can find it. And it's not super expensive compared to other World Showcase restaurants. So I like Beer Garden. All right, Pam, what else do we have? Or was it Ricky?
Pam to go.
Okay, with Pam.
So I'm going back to Disney Springs with this one. And this is dining with sort of a twist, because I think Splitsville is a good place to go for folks who are looking for a little something more with their dinner, right? If you don't know, Splitsville is located in Disney Springs, and it actually has bowling available. So you can go ahead and schedule your time to dine, and then you can actually bowl and dine at the same time. They will bring your food to that location. So that's one of the things I really like about Splitsville, is it's sort of dinner and something to do. So if your kids are really, you know, like it's hard to get them to sit through the whole dinner, this might be the perfect answer to that, right? Because you can say, go ahead and bowl while we eat. So anyways, but I like Splitsville. They have some really interesting food choices. They have sushi, they have burgers and salads and, you know, everything else. And everything we've had there has been good. So check that one out.
Just make sure you wipe your hands before you grab your bowling ball.
Right.
You know, we don't want grease inside the finger holes, because that could lead to a, you know, backswing disaster to the folks
very
sitting there waiting
things,
to put on their shoes.
Sure.
And here's the ultimate question. You know, it's like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it really fall? Whatever. Is Splitsville a restaurant with a bowling alley in it, or is it a bowling alley with a restaurant in it? What is it?
I have a thought. I have a
that was really rhetorical, but go ahead with it.
I mean,
I just want to hear
me,
what comes out of your mouth. Go ahead.
For me, it's a bowling alley with food. I mean, that's kind of how I see Splitsville. But, you know, they do have that really nice, they just added a really nice outdoor bar area, I think. So
they did.
You know.
It's really nice. Yeah, and they even have TVs out there. They had live music in May when I was down there for cheer.
They had
a guy out there playing music.
There,
I mean, it was awesome, because they're watching the basketball playoffs and the guy's playing live music and they're outside and it was a beautiful night. I'm like, why am I not sitting there?
Right. So yeah, for me, it's a bowling alley with food. But I mean, you know,
it's actually a restaurant company.
It's true.
Really,
right.
It is a restaurant company. Like that's what it's listed as.
It's part of one of the groups. So,
yes,
yeah,
it is. Yes.
So it's a restaurant. Mm-hmm. See, it's not Crest Bowl, Ricky. Ricky,
no,
like you get pretty sweet pizza there. I'm just saying, that's like old hometown like bowling place. You know, dollar games on, you know, no tap and all that stuff.
Dollar
it always had the peach schnapps like sign over the lanes. Like for, you know, 19 years, they never changed the sign. It was like the drink
special. I'm feeling
special.
Ill.
That was the drink special from like 1982 to like 1997. It was bad. They never took the sign down. I bowled leagues there. It was so gross. And it was just smoke colored. That's what I was there.
Bringing back some bad memories for me.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I was there when Ozzie Smith hit his home run to beat the Dodgers. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. I was bowling in a league for my school.
That's too funny.
Anyway,
oh, my gosh.
Megan threw in here about this. She says, when we planned for a recent trip, I asked our five-year-old daughter where she wanted to eat. The one restaurant she remembered and wanted was, quote, when we ate by the water and saw the Skyliner. Primo Piatto.
Ah, yeah, there we go.
That's a good call.
That's a good one.
And you can play bocce ball there, too, which Mallory really wants to play. So I got to learn how to play. All right, so Ricky, give us another. What do we got?
Okay, so for me, another one, and a lot of people really do like the food here. The menu has changed over the short time that it has been open to become a more signature meal, at least for dinner, and that is Be Our Guest. So, of course, the huge draw here is to, and of course, it's not our audio animatronics, because sadly enough, they never ended up putting those in.
Mine's actually in the men's restroom. We just haven't seen it yet. So
yeah, okay.
It's really weird. It's weird. There's a lawsuit and all kinds. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, I get that. Definitely weird. But the whole draw, of course, is getting to dine in Beast Castle. Of course, you get to... Everybody really, well, I think most people really want to dine in the main ballroom, but of course, then you have those who really want to dine in the West Wing. I don't think anybody really wants to dine in the other area. It's just sort of the overflow of, okay, I'll eat there, but I think most people really want to be in those other two areas.
It's all the people that complain at the hostess stand. You're the host or hostess stand, they're like, we'll get you. You're going to sit
there. Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember the cafeteria from the movie. Too bad. It was the director's cut.
Exactly. But it's, you know, very, very themed, of course, as far as it really does feel like, you know, you are in the movie. And I think that that's kind of the big draw for dining there. Of course, they got very famous for offering the gray stuff, which I don't know if they do that for like birthdays anymore, but they do have the cupcake, which they offer, which is pretty fantastic. And like I said, the meal has changed over to a signature meal. I haven't dined there since they changed that over. And I know they have offered, you know, breakfast, as well as, you know, lunch is, well, counter service. Is it still counter service?
I don't think so.
For lunch, it's sit down.
It changed to sit down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did that happen with COVID or did that happen before COVID? I can't remember now.
Did anything happen before COVID? I can't remember the world before 2020. Stop.
I know, right? I honestly don't remember if that changed before, because I remember it happened not too long before COVID. So I don't remember if the change happened, if they took away the lunch counter service before that, or if they just did it because of COVID. So anyway, it's still a great restaurant to dine in, but it's super hard to get a reservation, obviously, right now, because, you know, everything is very hard to do. So that's definitely one that you want to get that 60-day mark. It was hard to get before that, but it's even more difficult right now. So
simple one. I'm throwing in just one, you know, my favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World, Olivia's, because you can eat on the outdoor patio. Now, Olivia's is awesome inside. Don't get me wrong. It's very homey. It's almost like eating in a fancy Cracker Barrel. It's got all the stuff. I mean, it really kind of is decorated with all that, you know, the stuff like Cracker Barrel has on the walls. Yeah, it's got like knickknacks and stuff. It's pretty in there, but I think you got to ask for that, especially when the weather's great. Maybe when the weather's... But the thing is, even when it's hot, they have a covered patio that has ceiling fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not kidding. This is a draw for me because the food's great. Like, I love the buttermilk chicken. I love the burgers and stuff, but... Just sitting outside, because you get to see the inlet there for the boats that normally, under normal circumstances, take you to Disney Springs. You see the lighthouse there by the pool. You got all the nautical flags. And what I really enjoy, and this is kind of fun, when you're sitting on the patio, you get to see people coming and going from the parks because that bus stops right there. People are walking by. And also, you also see the perpendicular path of people like riding bikes and people going and back, you know, back and forth from the pool or from the community room. There's like action. And the thing is, you're sitting outside, and I'm not, this is going to sound weird, I'm not really eavesdropping, but it's kind of fun to hear, like, you know, little kids telling their parents, you know, something fun that happened, or grandma talking to the grandkids or whatever. It's almost like you're watching little snippets of a Disney commercial when you're eating there. And it's a very pleasant place to eat. It's a nice, nice patio. So, you know, not nothing really special, but it's great food, very relaxed, comfortable, and just a exciting place to eat. So I like the patio at Olivia's. All right, Pam, close us out. What do we got?
So I'm taking us back again to Disney Springs, which is weird because a lot of these places that I talked about were in Disney Springs, but this is City Works, which is one of the newer restaurants in Disney Springs. But I think one of the big draws here is, first of all, sort of what you were talking about, Mike, is that a lot of those locations sort of face the outside there. People are walking past, going to Disney Springs. But for me, the reason why we go there so often is that they have a ton of beers on tap. And so this isn't about the food for us. It's really about the drinks, that they just have such a large array of choices, and you can get a sampler. So that's great. You get like four or five beers that you can try a little bit of each one. You can order that. And then, of course, if you have one you like, then you can order more of that one, or you can order another sampler, whatever you want to do. But I think it's just something different for Disney. It's, you know, for a long time, they really didn't bring in a lot of different beers at Disney. Now, that has definitely changed over the last 10 years or so. But it was like just devoid of it. And now they've really made an effort. And City Works is just a great example of that. So stop by that if you want to try it.
So you would say the multitude of beers is a draw for City Works.
Definitely a draw, yes.
Isn't that
yes.
what it's called when you tap? I don't know.
I get it.
I'm just trying to get it.
Yes. Very good. Yes, that was a joke. And a good lead in. Not a funny joke.
Yeah, not a funny joke, but it was an attempt.
It was a dad joke.
It was a dad joke.
I mean, what can I say? I'm dad. That's just how it works. Speaking of Father's Day, it's a good time to be a dad. Father's Day is coming up. That's good stuff.
Truth.
All right. Well, hey. We're going to get out of here, and we hope we've given you some ideas of places that are not just food, but also places you can people watch, places you can fish watch, places you can spin, places you can complain about you're not in the ballroom. No, just kidding. Whatever. No, just places that have a little bit more than the food, because Disney is an opportunity to, you know, you're not going to have that good of food at your bowling alley in your town, probably. You know, you could go there and probably get a greasy thing of onion rings, maybe some jalapeno poppers in bowl, but you're probably not getting sushi down at Dick Weber Lanes in Florissant, you know, where we used to have. You're just not getting it. So just thoughts to make your trip better, because dining doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Dining means just more fun at Walt Disney World. So hope you enjoyed that. And jump on the social media. Let us know some other ones that we left out. At BRGuestPod, at BRGuestMike, Twitter and Instagram. I'd love to hear from you there. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you with your next Disney trip, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney. We're standing by to help you plan a great Disney adventure. So check out all the great offerings over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, especially with Prime Day coming up. You can do both. You can support the show and get the great deals on Prime Day. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you to our patrons. You allow all this stuff to happen. I know, right? You're encouraging all these terrible jokes. It's your fault, patrons, and everybody else. No, just kidding. We love you guys, and hope you always enjoy Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. That's our special mini podcast for our patrons. But truly, thank you for allowing us to do all we do here on the show. If you'd like more information on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Follow Pam on Twitter at TMFLTPam. Follow Ricky on Instagram and Twitter at Ricky Nibs. Make sure I get that right. Follow the Magic for Less on Instagram. Lots of good stuff there all the time. Check it out. Is it the Magic for Less Travel? That's right, right?
I think so, yes.
I see it all the time. It is. It's the Magic for Less. No, it's just the Magic for Less. I'm trying to picture it in my mind's eye.
And I'll look it up.
It is at the Magic for Less. It is.
Yeah, because you can't have too many.
Yeah,
because
it'd be too many characters otherwise. It's at the Magic for Less. Okay. Yeah, so check that out. Because
it's the Magic for Less Travel.
That's the Magic for Less Travel. Oh, my gosh. It's so confusing.
It's at the Mouse for Less, though.
Oh, my gosh. All the follows. All the follows. So just we'll figure it out. Good information on all these fun stuff. Just to, you know, you got to seed your social media. And there it is. It's like planting your little garden for magic every hour of every day. All right. So We are going to get out of here, but we'll be back again on Monday with another great trip report. But guys, we love that you take the time to laugh with us, you know, spend some time with us, share some tips with us, interact on the social media. We have a good time doing these shows. I know, terrible jokes, but we honestly have a great time, and it's all because of you. So you guys have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.